Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Juicy. Happy Friday. Hi. Yeah, there, huh? Hi, yeah, there, I said. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I am tired as hell, okay? Hell might not even be as tired as me. Shit. I'm tired, man. Goodness, yo. I remember when I was little and I used to want to be a grown-up. Yo, I want to slap the hell out of myself for wishing that. I want to be a kid again. I don't want to be responsible. I'm serious. I don't want to be responsible. I don't want to pay bills. I don't want to do none of it. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. I'm tired of working. My goodness. Anyways, welcome to The Juice. I'm your girl, Juicy Renee, and I'm here every Friday at 7. You guys can call in at any time during the show and chime into the discussion if you desire, or you can just say what up. The number is 323-792-2900. And you guys know, to all my faithful listeners, you guys know I like to start off my show with something positive. And I've been reading I Declare by Joel Osteen. And today we are on day 19. And it states as follows. I declare there is an anointing of ease on my life. I declare there is an anointing of ease on my life. God is going before me, making crooked places straight. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I will not continually struggle. Thank you, God, because I was starting to worry. I started to wonder, will I continually struggle? Goodness. What used to be difficult will not be difficult anymore. Well, I know that's right, God. God's favor and blessing on my life is lightening the load and taking the pressure off. This is my declaration. You know what, y'all? I don't know about y'all, but this declaration was for me, honey. Because I have a low, like, I am tired, and I'm just stressed out to the max, just being an adult. Jesus says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God wants you to, God wants to make your life easier. He wants to help you when you're driving in traffic. Do you, Lord? Shopping at the grocery store? Please, Lord, because I don't like the grocery store. Raising your children? Lord, help me, Lord, I'm raising my children, Lord. I'm sorry, my kids drive me crazy. Y'all can act like y'all kids angels and they don't drive you up the wall, but I ain't gonna sit here and lie. My kids drive me up the wall, okay? So thank you, Lord, for that. And dealing with that problem at work. Lord Jesus! Yes! Oh, my goodness. This is what David did. He declared in Psalm 23, God anoints my head with oil. Oil makes things flow. Whenever there is friction or things are stuck, oil is used to lubricate it and make it more fluid. That is what God is doing with you when he anoints your head with oil. David, y'all know who David is, David and Goliath. He knocked Goliath out with his one stone. You know what I'm saying? That's David. Okay. And it wasn't even David's battle, first of all, fighting Goliath. Anyway, David went on to say, because God has anointed me, surely goodness and mercy will follow me wherever I go. That means things will be easier. What you used to struggle with will no longer be a struggle. For no reason, people will want to be good to you. I know that's right. You will get breaks and you didn't even deserve. You will have good ideas, wisdom, creativity, and you won't know where it came from. That is the oil God put on you, his anointing of ease. God is directing every one of your steps. He has already lined up solutions to your problems. He has lined up the breaks you need. I want you to go out each day knowing there is favor in your future. There is restoration in your future. There is healing in your future. There are good breaks just ahead of you. If you stay in faith, you will see favor that will make your life easier. I guess that's the key to it, is just stay in faith. You got to praise God while you're in the hallway. I always tell people that seek advice from me when they're going through something, I always tell them, even though it feels like you're not getting the answers that you want from God, or it feels like God is not listening, you still have to keep your faith. You still have to believe in him. because he's God and he knows what's best for you. Maybe what you want to happen isn't happening for a reason. Maybe he has something better in store for you. You have to understand that and never forget to praise God in the hallway. Honestly, that I declare day 19, that was for me though. Because I need God to step in when it comes to my children. I need God to step in when it comes to my job. Real talk, I need God to step in at the grocery store, honey. I. For real. I'm serious. Because it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle for me. And I know it's a daily struggle for me. It's a daily struggle for you. Anyway, I'm going to take a little break real quick. And when I come back, I'm getting into Broken Vision by Horacio or Horatio Jones. Right now I'm playing Help.
I'm here with the camera.
So Lord,
I need you daily. Yeah. Out. My God, who gon' help these babies? My.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. That's over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, hands on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back against the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need It's all about what you want. Yeah. Family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without your help.
Y'all ever see them people that they can say and they keep going, oh, yeah. You be like, shut that. Boy. Anyway, I'm back. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about today as far as Horatio Jones is concerned because, honey, it's a lot of things that he talks about in this book. And I really want every woman to get this book because it helps you understand the mind of men. Because men and women don't think the same. Seriously. Like, we can be thinking about one thing and they thinking about another. They think about what they're going to eat and when they're going to get some. Okay? And we think about marriage and stuff like that. That don't even be on their mind. Okay? So, this book is really helpful. I'm going to start off with this segment called Men of Substance. Men, and this is, by the way, this is from the book Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. I got to get Horatio Jones on the show. I got to hit him up on his Instagram and see if he can tune in because I have been reading his book for the past 3 weeks. Okay. Oh, except for last week when I got cut off. I don't know who was listening, but last week, within 15 minutes of my show, Frontier screwed up. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Frontier, okay, they going to hear something from me. Let today's show get cut short. Let it get cut short. I'm going to cut them short. I'm going to cut them off by their balls, okay? Frontier, all right? Because I switched from Comcast, who I love, okay, to get with you. See, that's how you know cheaper things, you know, just because something, you know, is more affordable don't mean it's bad. A lot of times you got to pay, you know, more for quality, okay? See, Frontier didn't know that I was a radio show host and that I could give them a bad rating, but they're going to learn today. They're going to get that long. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. All right. Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. I'm reading Men of Substance. Men of substance are compassionate and caring for all people. They respect others, remain loyal, and appreciate what people do for them. If there's any men listening, see if you fit this description. If you don't, it needs some changing. Change going to come, okay? You need to make a change in your life. Men of substance are compassionate and caring for all people. They respect others, remain loyal, and appreciate what people do for them. Men of substance strive to make the world a better place. They increase the quality of life, know right from wrong, and demonstrate it. They are focused on their goals and still find time to value the people and things around them. Men of substance do their best to prevent the end of good things. And if you are not about their solutions, then they will consider you as a part of their problem. They take risks to achieve, and sometimes they fail, but they never grow weary of trying. Simply put, men of substance put in work in all aspects of life and are human in all of its wonderfulness. Thank you, God, for men of substance. Now, what do men want? Yeah, what do y'all want? You know, what do y'all want? Seriously. On any given day, my mind alternates between wanting a committed relationship, a fuck buddy, which is a situationship, a one-night stand, or nothing at all, food. I cannot speak for all men. This is a man, by the way, that wrote this book. So that's why I'm reading his words, okay? I don't have a penis. I'm just letting y'all know in case anybody just happened to tune in. You know, okay. I cannot speak for all men, but based on the ones that I know, we all have very similar thoughts. However, even with parallel thoughts, we all do not act on those thoughts in the same way. With that being said, men fall into three categories. Number one, the first category would be men who just want to screw. Of course, he used the other word, which I already said once during the show, but I can't be cussing like that because I am trying to change my life, for real. I can't be cussing and stuff and then going to turn around and go to church. And then I did read I Declare by Joel Osteen, which was all about God. So I can't be cussing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do better with my life. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to do better. I'm just saying. Okay. So number one, the first category is men who just want to screw. Men, if you're listening, is that you? The second category is men who want a committed relationship and sex. Sex usually the men of substance. Oh, okay. So the men of substance that I was just telling y'all about that are compassionate and caring for all people, respect others, and they try to change the world and all that good stuff, they usually fall into category number two, which is men who want a committed relationship and sex. And then the third category of men is men who want to be alone and single. Sex and friendships with women, a.k.a. friends with benefits. I don't like those types. I don't like that third category. I don't like men like that, okay? For real, I don't like you. I don't like you. A few things that all men want, even when we make mistakes, are success, respect, appreciation, and loyalty. Okay. You know what? My ex that I dated for like 5 years off and on, this is the last relationship I was in, he will always say I didn't make him feel appreciated. And I never understood that because I would say thank you. I mean, what else did you want me to do? You was getting sex, you know. I thought I was doing good. I don't know. So I never understood, like, well, what the hell did you want, man? Did you want me to get on make it a billboard and say, thank you, Rob? Like, no, nigga. Okay? Thank you should be enough. Just like when you tell me thank you, I'm content with that. Okay? Y'all men, okay, some of y'all men be wanting too much appreciation. Okay? Thank you. You're welcome. The next cat, I just want to smash. If I just want to screw you, I will most definitely only want your respect in the bedroom. I will not care if you love me or not. Ladies, hope you're listening. These are the men that just want to screw. I'll read that again. If I just want to bang you, I will most definitely only want your respect in the bedroom. I will not care if you love me or not. If I just want the sex, I could care less about getting to know you. I may be a piece of crap in almost every other aspect in life, but the D game, though, will have you ignoring all of my piece of crap qualities. Yes. Yo, that's it. Men with good D, man, we be Ray Charles, real quick. Ray Charles for all the bulls. As long as you stay under the penis spell, I'm going to love the penis respect that you show and continue throwing penis your way because I see how much you appreciate the multiple orgasms. Wow. That's why y'all don't need to be having sex. Y'all need to keep y'all legs closed and stop giving up yourselves to these men that you don't even know where you stand in their lives. You don't even know what you mean to them. You don't even know if you're the only one. Huh. It does not stop there. I will not feel successful unless I get you to be loyal to me. Oh, my goodness. I do not want to settle down with you, but I want to make sure that you do not give my vagina away to anyone else. If my goal was to smash and I liked it, chances are I want more sex with you. If I am this type of guy, then I'm damn sure not trying to be a man of substance and do not care for women at all. So my perception of success is smashing and chasing multiple women, seeking respect from them, homie, and making money. Really? Wow. Yo, why are y'all men so grimy? Like, is that really in y'all nature? Huh? Mike, my ex-boyfriend, Mike Donadio. Shout out to Mike Donadio, White Mike. That's my baby. I need you to call in, Mike, 323-792-2900. He's a good guy. He was actually the best relationship that I was ever in. It's just that we were together at the wrong time. Like, if we would have met and tried a relationship now in life, we probably would be, like, the bomb couple. He's Italian, by the way, and I'm African-American, just to let you know. But race ain't nothing. Mike, if you're listening, call in. Next category. The next category is I want a relationship. This is the man of substance, the one that I was telling y'all about. If I want a committed relationship, I will show it with consistency between my words and actions. That consistency will not only pertain to just a woman. A man of substance is consistent with everything and everyone. That is how he earns his respect. Oh, Mike hasn't been able to log back into the show. I don't know what's up with Blog Talk Radio. Is it Blog Talk Radio? It gotta be. Like, come on, man. I can't even get my people to call in. That upsets me. I don't know why. Every time it's time for my show, things don't go right. You know, Marita, if you're listening, we got to discuss this. I'm not happy. People appreciate you when you say that you're going to do something and you do it. People become loyal to you when they can trust you and believe in you. The only way to earn respect is through your constant realness and having everything add up. A man of substance and who wants a relationship with you makes the relationship one of his goals. A man of substance and who wants a relationship with you makes that relationship one of his goals. Without achieving that goal, he will not feel successful. In addition, a man of substance wants to be seen as a hero, especially in the eyes of his woman, friends, and family. Respecting him makes him feel like they believe in him and appreciate him. When you are a man of substance, more people are willing to be loyal to you because they trust you. Whew! I need a man of substance. I'm dead serious.
You.
Unconditional respect, he still does not want to pursue them romantically because they distract him. The only thing that he's willing to allow are sex and friendships because they do not require the same amount of energy and level of commitment as relationships do, according to his perspective. I don't like y'all scumbag type of dudes. These dudes right here, y'all some scumbag, crummy behind dudes. Real talk. And you make me sick, and I want to punch you right in your throat. Straight to the tonsils. Heel, toe, to the tonsils. Because y'all ain't about nothing. And what y'all do is y'all leave scars on people. Y'all ruin people's lives, yo. Real talk. And I want to punch you dead in your eyes with your ugly self. Even when he catches feelings, he still does not pursue anything serious with women because he believes that those feelings will jeopardize his progress towards his goals. Yeah, his goals are getting someone. Some men feel as though relationships will slow them down. So they only make time for sex every now and then, but they do not chase sex. Sometimes sex just falls into their laps because some women want to stick around to unlock men's emotions, using sex as a weapon, so to speak. Wow. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, y'all. Men want success while sustaining their values. Men want success while sustaining their values. I always think that people who only desire success, money, and power are people who fundamentally lack true ambition. Someone with true ambitions knows that working on their values and maintaining healthy relationships are also a part of being successful. One of the most disheartening things about chasing success is finding yourself blinded by the chase. Enjoying life becomes a lot harder when you do not take the time to value things and people around you if your accomplishment keeps you away from them. So being successful isn't always the hardest thing in the world. Sometimes remembering to value yourself is the toughest thing to do. One man's perception of success may differ greatly from another man's perception. Let's take relationships with women, for example. My idea of success includes a happy marriage. That means if I achieve every single goal except that happy marriage, I will not feel successful. Treating a woman right and seeking a wife is a part of my goals. Now, let's say that another man's idea of success differs in only one area, relationships with women. I'm sorry. Now, let's say that another man's idea of success differs in only one area, relationships with women. In his mind, if he achieves all of his goals without marrying a woman, he will still consider himself successful because marriage is not a goal and not a top priority. You know, this book kind of like hurts my feelings, but it's a good pain. You know, they how the people say love is pain when it's really not. Love is love. Love is not pain. But yeah. Just a lot of things that he says just slaps me in the face. Apparently, I've been a dumb broad for a very long time, which is why I'm 32 years old and not married, huh? Because I guess I'm just not that intelligent. I don't know, guys. Help me out here. It also says guys like him are not concerned with committing to women. Apparently not. Therefore, they tend to fall into the I just want to screw and I don't want anything serious category. Yeah, I just got out of a situation like that where I was dating a guy for a year. I cut it off with him not too long ago. But, yeah, he kept saying, oh, I just want to go through with the flow. I don't want anything serious right now, but I have feelings for you. I really care about you. You know, and I try to, like, me, usually I'm out. If you can't commit, give me what I want and commit to me and give me what I deserve, you know, I'm out. I ain't got time. But this time I try to do things differently because I felt like maybe my attitude was the issue. So I held in there. You know, I held in there. I was having sex with him. I shouldn't have been. I was treating him like he was my man. I shouldn't have. Real talk. I'm just being honest with y'all. And, yeah, and in the end, I end up getting hurt because guess what? He's back with his ex-fiance, and they're working on having a baby at the age of 45. So, hey, stuff like that happens. You know what I'm saying? And right now, like, my feelings is hurt, you know, because I'm like, yo, like, why you just gonna be honest with me and tell me what you wanted and what you didn't want? Why you just couldn't say, oh, I'm getting back with my ex. I think we need to cut this off or whatever. Like, why you couldn't be real? Because about a week ago, you were still trying to be in my face. And it was me that cut it off, guys. I just want to let you know, I cut it off. It wasn't him saying, oh, I'm getting back with my ex. No, I just felt in my spirit. See, that's another thing. Go with your intuition. I felt her. I felt her back with him. I felt them being back together. I felt another woman in my spirit. And that's not even technically my man. He wasn't even my man, but I just felt that there was another vagina in the vicinity. You understand? And I didn't like that. So I told him I was straight. I'm good. Because I want a commitment and you don't. I can't rock with that. And plus, I just don't like the way this is going. So, you know, women, you have to keep your standards. Keep your standards. If you're in a situation with a guy and you don't like it, then get out of it. Get out of it. You don't got to stick around for people. And I hate when women with children with a guy or a man that has kids with somebody feel like that's the reason why they got to stick with that person. No, it's not. Take care of your seed and keep it moving. If you're not going to love that woman the way she deserves to be loved, way women, or if she's not going to love you the way you need to be loved, you can still take care of your child. And women, stop using your children as pawns. Because if the guy is really a good dude, if he's trying to be a good father and be in his child's life and be consistent, stop being bitter and stopping that man from seeing his child. That's I can't stand women like that. Because I have two daughters whose father ain't about shit. And they really want to be in his life. But he ain't about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So men, women, get it together. Stop being selfish and bitter and realize you're not the only ones that's in that relationship, especially when there's children involved. Okay? Get your life. Please and thank you. Now, that's the end of today's show. I will holler at y'all next week. I'm about to play Killer Ben, Hard to Say Bye, because I like this song. Y'all have a good weekend. Love, peace, and hairy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Black House. Yeah. Mo Bar. Killer Bed.
In my eyes,
right.
I'm hot as July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An imaginary world,
yeah.
And how am I supposed to get away?
Wait.
When they turn your body parts telling me to stay,
yeah.
It's making me feel all so caught
uh-huh.
up in this relationship here for
no.
us. Need more trust, but is it more lust? Hop a shower with the towel, damn, you gorgeous.
Yeah.
Clothes in the Louis bag, I won't leave ya.
Girl,
you kryptonite, making me weaker.
Ooh.
Body saying yes,
yes,
my mind saying no.
No,
somehow I just can't make it to the door.
Can't
brush up on.